This video is brought to you by CatBeast.com. Design your own custom snapbacks and hats.
I even like how he, the whole Bull Bomb and Belective. I can't say that. I can't either.
Bull Bomb and Belective.
It doesn't roll off my tongue right. So I'm ain't no blood, nigga. I'm not.
Ain't no blood, nigga.
Dead in Hip Hop, album review, YG, still brazy. Before we get into the album review, make sure you go check out Patreon, Dead in Hip Hop's Patreon. Again, I'm not gonna get into it. Google search it if you wanna support. If you don't wanna do none of that, man, just subscribe, man. Just tell somebody. That's all we're asking. Also, check out deadinhiphop.com. Also, check out our online shop. We got cool merch. We got Dead in Hip Hop classic t-shirts, exclusive t-shirts, and one of our members just opened up a brand new shop. Ain't that right, C-Town?
Shop.spreadshirt.com/MikeCTown. Motherfucker, get you one.
You know, Matt, look. This is where I'm gonna go, Ken. Because I'm gonna empathize with you. I'm gonna take it back some years. Remember when we did, what the hell is the name of that project? It was a Big Crit project, the one we had Yo on.
Mm-hmm.
At the pizza joint.
Forever and a Day.
Was it Forever and a Day? Forever and a Day. Remember how you and Yo kept saying, man, this is like the same album again. I don't hear growth. That's what I hear on this. You know what I'm saying?
What? Did you get the right project?
Yeah, still brave.
Okay, go ahead. I'm not going to interrupt. Go ahead.
Still brave.
Did you like the last album?
No, I did. Yeah. And I'm not saying I didn't like this. I'm just saying I empathize with that sentiment that you had during that time. Because I feel like this, when I listen to this, I'm like, okay, this sounds like the first album minus DJ Mustard. Okay, so Why are you giving me that look, Mike?
I'm looking at Rod. What's up, Rod?
Why you looking at me? This is what really, like both of the albums are connected. Like the first intro on the last project, what was it called? My Crazy Life was his mom talking about some going in, talking about it's your daddy fault. Then the intro of this is his daddy talking about it's your mama fault. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's very connected. It's very, 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 very West Coast, which I like. On this. Also, YG, again, what he did on the last project, very introspective, talking about stuff in the hood. I even like how he, the whole Bull Bomb and Belective. I can't say that. I can't either.
Bull Bomb and Belective.
It doesn't roll off my tongue right.
Ain't no blood, nigga.
I'm not.
Ain't no blood, nigga.
I am not a blood. But all I'm saying is, because I remember the last project, because I had it in my top list. You know what I'm saying? And this, I enjoy it. I'm not gonna say as much. You know what I'm saying? As I did my Crazy Life.
Does it feel like the same thing for you?
Yes. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know what to expect with this project, but I just think it's really good music, really. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I don't have any complaints, especially the way he started the project with
Come to LA.
Yeah, Don't Come to LA. God damn. And then Who Shot Me, Word Is Bond, Twist My Fingers. It's like this dude, man, is the epitome of what West Coast music is in 2016. When I hear YG, that's what I hear. And all I'm saying is, for me, I wanted to hear something a little different. But I wasn't disappointed with what I got. You know what I'm saying? But now I'm just curious to see all of his projects. Is this the extent of YG?
God, I got so much I want to say.
Go ahead, say.
Let's just go on. Okay. This is the only thing I can't agree with you with. Mm-hmm. You said you don't see growth, and this project just sounds like the last one without DJ Mustard. Mm-hmm. That's the point. Like, DJ Mustard was such a huge part of that first album. I felt like when you listen to My Crazy Life, it was like, it was not just a YG album. It was YG and DJ Mustard. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, DJ Mustard to me played a huge part in what YG was. So when you get this album, I think this album sounds completely different than his last album.
Really?
This shit to me is Spice One Resurrected. Like, this, the first album did not sound like that. That's why I didn't really like it that much. The first one just sounded like a West Coast, I don't want to say a dance album, but it just sounded too light and too almost not happy, but just, it wasn't hard. This shit is hard as fuck. Like, this album is so fucking tough to me.
I won't disagree there. I would say that this is tougher, like grittier, a little bit grittier. But
that shows a difference, though.
A little bit, but for me, I felt like I got that from his lyrics and from what he was on that first album as well.
I didn't get that. The sound, so, aesthetics, nothing. Remember when we did the game, you know, the game mm-hmm. with CD, right? And remember mm-hmm. we did the first one, we was like, okay, we loved it so much because he was diverse. But then we loved the second one so much because it was just so, like, West Coast at heart. I think that's the same reason why I love this album so much, because it's like, I really, and no shot from DJ Mustard, I just really feel with this production, I mean, Mike said it so perfect. I was thinking, like, Spice One, you know, DJ Too Short, quick. Too Short, yeah. Quick, yeah, Twist My Fingers, is that, man, that's quick. Quick, that's like, that's quick. So DJ Quick production, I'm like, oh my god, I kept thinking Quick is the name, and not saying in a bad way, like, oh, he's biting, it's just like that nostalgia West Coast feel that I grew up listening to, and like, YG, he did it in a way to where you still got, like, YG. Like, you still got him, the MC, as well. He wasn't like, man, he just sounded like a broke down whatever Spice one, or broke down DJ Khaled.
Yeah, it was still, it was still YG. I got YG, and he was narrating, he was telling you a story throughout the whole thing, giving you a little bit of his paranormal, because he got shot, of course, he was touching on personal stuff. And I like how you touched on, you know, police brutality with the, what's that, black and brown, mm-hmm. and kind of like a
Please get away with murder.
It was kind of like the West Coast fun take of 911 is a joke for me when I was listening to, you know, when Public Enemy made 911 is a joke. I took it as like the West Coast, like fun, like, please get away with murder, you know, 911 is, I took it that way. I thought that was, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. I thought that was, yeah, I did. So with this one, I was just like, man. Me personally, I love this album a lot more than his debut, because I think me and you loved it, but I think I was like, yeah, this is cool. I felt DJ Mustard try to capture some weather, but with this, with 1500 or nothing and DJ Swish and Terrence Martin and all them, they really put West Coast. Yes, I love it, man. I was just like, God, this takes me back to early 90s West Coast music that I used to love, man. Like, I was seeing people saying, like, they, you know, this was okay, and they ain't like it as much as the first. I'm like, I'm listening. So I'm like, are they listening to the same album I'm listening to? Because I really, like, I'm really digging the whole, you know, even, you know, Lil Wayne, the Drake. I ain't like the hook. The hook was probably,
Drake did rap, though.
But the hook, I mean, that's just a little nitpick, but the hook was just bad for me on that song. For Wayne to be a Southern guy, I thought he fit that particular West Coast track pretty good. I mean,
bruh, you didn't like Wayne's verse at all?
I didn't like Wayne.
You
didn't
got
like
17 Wayne? Answers if you test me, nigga. Yeah. I got one question, where's your weapon, nigga?
Yeah.
Wayne's so West
Coast. That's so West Coast, right?
When has Wayne ever rapped on a West Coast track?
Exactly.
And sounded.
I don't know.
like, to me, I thought that was interesting, because when I was listening to Wayne, I was like, If I'd have heard Wayne for the first time, I would have thought he was a West Coast MC. Like, I wouldn't have thought he was from New Orleans. Like, I was like, damn, Wayne kind of.
Huh? He had too much oxygen in his voice for me to think he was a West Coast MC.
But the way he was.
He sounded comfortable, though.
Yeah, he did. Maybe that's what it probably is. He sounded so comfortable on that West Coast track. But yeah, man, shout out to YG for putting together a dope album, man. Like, thank you. I said it if you're watching.
It's kind of crazy, because when you think about the.
Yeah, man. Come on, man.
If you think about the beef that happened between Mustard and YG, it sounds like that was the best thing that could have happened to him. and that's no disrespect to YG. I mean, to Mustard, but this allowed YG to grow and to get on that. G-Funk, West Coast, fucking shit, man. Like, and the thing about it is, like, what I loved about this album, because I'm playing it in the background, you know, you can hear the G-Funk, and then you just kind of walking around, and you kind of get that involuntary head nod.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, shit, that twist of my fingers came off. Like, oh, shit,
you was telling
me. I'm like, oh, shit, hell yeah. I was like, damn, that's throwback. And I was listening to him, he was like, yeah, I'm the first West Coast rapper to make it without Dre.
the first one to get shot and walk the same day.
Yeah, now,
come on, man.
You know, I don't know exactly how true that is, but, you know, DJ Quick. That's some other guys
that made it about Dre. The shot part.
Yeah. No. Yeah. But I get the point, because if you look at his career, it's been tethered to DJ Mustard. Like, they came up together. This is the fucking Tootin' and Booted nigga. Like, think about that shit. I don't know if you guys remember that song. This is who that is.
What you talking about?
The Tootin' and the Booted. That was his single. Yes.
No, he did.
Yes, he did.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I don't even remember the song. Yes, you do. Yeah, you do. That was my beat.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
That's like, Bob, Easter Bunny ain't real. I did not know that was my beat.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. That's him. So to do that, to put out My Crazy Life, but then to put out this, which is completely different in terms of sound than My Crazy Life, I'm like, yo, like, to me, I think that he really allowed himself to have more of a career than what he was going, you know, what he could have potentially had before because of the sound of DJ Mustard. Because I think at some point, well, I don't even get into all that. But to show that you're able to work with other producers and to rap over different type of West Coast beats, you know, shows that, you know, for him as an artist, that he has much more to him than we really could have imagined. You know, so he was able to break off and do that. Because people were hitting up, yo, man, y'all got to do, you know, YG new album. I'm like, it's gonna be the same, you know. I didn't want to do it.
The expectations wasn't.
Yeah. Somebody sent me a snap, and they were playing, and they were like, "Yo, man, y'all got to do this, man. This that real West Coast shit." And I could hear it in the background. I was like, "Okay, cool." But then I started playing it, man. And I was like, "Yo, like this is some West Coast fucking shit." Like, it's fucking crazy. I was like, wow, he really did that shit. DJ Mustard, that's that new age West Coast shit. Mm-hmm. And this is some real fucking West Coast shit right here.
Tell him about it, Ken. Tell him about it, Ken.
Real fucking West Coast shit.
Yep.
Like, man, this is what West Coast is all about, man. And fuck, man, like, this shit is good, man. Just my fingers, though, man.
Man.
That fucking...
Just my fingers and shit. It was so fun, but it was yet so hard. Like, it was just so grimy and gritty and hard, but it was so fun, though. Man.
Golly.
Classic West Coast. Because classic West Coast gave you that feeling. It was fun, but at the same time, you like, you know, this some real street life.
You don't go to that area.
Yeah. But that shit sound fun as hell when you twisting your fingers, though. You know what I'm saying? But you know, like, yo, you know, you heard that Quick record, you be like, oh, no, I ain't fucking with comedy. Like, you know, it was... I love it, man.
But even the turning point, you know, like when it fucked Donald Trump and Black and Brown, which he got another perspective, mm-hmm. you know, which I thought was fucking dope to bring that in. Police get away. That was fucking dope, man. You know, what I thought was cool about those tracks, and I think, you know, B-Right, like, you know, about the Police Get Away with Murder, that was a great comparison, by the way. But when I listen to something as blunt as fuck Donald Trump, like, you have people that you can sit down and have those political conversations with, and that you can go in depth and do blah blah blah.
Right.
And then you have motherfuckers on the fucking street. That's fucking niggas, like, all they gonna be like, man, fuck Donald Trump. And that's as far as it go. So I think for him to kind of put that message out this is the street version of political talk. The social consciousness of this from YG was totally unexpected for me. I didn't see that coming anywhere, and I thought it was fucking dope, man. So he gave you a little bit of the street life of him being in the streets and how fucked up and wild and crazy that is and how dangerous that can be. So, and then, you know, he followed it up with shit that still applied to his street life, mm-hmm. by saying that motherfucker police get away with murder. And that's the type of shit he's saying. And motherfuckers that's in it in his hood, that's Hispanic or whatever, that he can relate to. He be like, yo, we all like in this struggle together. And he brought him in and he be like, yo, tell your story. You know, and they're standing, you know, in unison together, you know, saying that these are the type of things that we're going through as well.
I was kind of like Ken. I didn't expect it to be like this. When I forget who, but someone sent it to me on Twitter, and then someone actually came through on Facebook after that and was like, yo, you should really check out this YG album. I think you'll like it. And I'm like, whatever. I didn't really care for the first one. I'm probably not gonna like this one. 100% wrong. This shit is great. This shit is great. Funny enough, the only song that I didn't like is Fuck Donald Trump. I did not like that song. I get it. I'm 100% obviously behind the sentiment of Fuck Donald Trump, but it was the only song to me that I really felt like YG didn't really sound that comfortable or confident. Like every other song, it was like, this is his lane. Like, it makes sense, I get it, and he sounds like he's the perfect person to talk about this. When it got to Fuck Donald Trump, I was just like, this probably could have just been a verse. It didn't really need to be a whole song. And I didn't feel like Nipsey Hussle really added anything to that track. But I'm not saying it's a whack track, because it wasn't. It wasn't really that great. It kind of put a little bit of a bust into my enjoyment of the album. But then after that, you got two more songs that were fantastic. But yeah, dude, this is DJ Quick. This is fucking Spice One. This is classic Ice Cube. This is fucking West Coast. And this shit made me really, oh man, it just brought back California, man. Like, I put fucking Don't Come to LA on. Like, how'd you start an album with a posse cut with quite a few dudes that I've never even heard of?
I mean,
and the song is dope. Yeah. And it has the best, like, Don't Come to LA. You know, nobody fucking with me. I'm like, damn, this shit is crazy. But I thought that was gonna be the only track like that. Nope. Whole fucking album of just bangers, man. West Coast bangers. It did get to be a bit samey after a while. It wasn't like there was a lot of diversity on the album, but that's okay because it's a sound that I fuck with, so I'm good with it being samey.
It seems like he's not that type of, I guess, artist. I don't know, to kind of make it really, to keep it like there. You know, I think he's gonna make like a samey type of. If he's gonna be focused on one particular sign, I think he's gonna be focused on that. That's just my opinion. I just think that's what I expect from YG, not family, come out with this super diverse sounding type of album. I think he's gonna have a sound or whatever he's going for, and he's gonna be like, I'm sticking with this. This is me.
That's where like my question comes in. It's kind of like, how do you keep reinventing that? Right? Because like both albums, I love the sound. But now it's kind of like, okay, like for me, and let me kind of explain like, how I grew up with West Coast, I didn't. Like, all of these older guys that you're mentioning, Spike, I didn't grow up with those guys. You know what I'm saying? So, for me, when I hear West Coast, and I don't mean no disrespect, but it just sounds the same. Like, I can't distinguish, oh, this is super old West Coast, he's bringing it back. For me, it was just like, yo, it's West Coast, I like it, I'm comparing it to the other one, but that's what my ear picks up.
But if you think about it, you think Dre sounds like Cube, sounds like... E40. I'm trying to think of who else is from. Yeah, sounds like E40. Like all these dudes sound completely different.
No,
you said, I'm not disagreeing with you. That's the beauty. What you just said is that when you listen to the West, it sounds the same. But then you just said that E40, Dre, and Cube don't sound alike. That's the beauty of West Coast hip hop. Is it all sounds like it's under this big umbrella, but it doesn't sound the same. So you're right. But that's what's so cool about this. So he could reinvent this. He could do this again because there's so many different sounds in the West and that still sound West.
Exactly, and that's why I'm so curious. That's why I'm curious.
I can't wait
to see how he continues to do.
Yeah.
Okay. YG made me a fan. I wasn't a fan before. YG made me a fan off this shit. I was fucking, I wanted to go get some khakis. And just all day long.
Twist them fingers, huh?
I'm from Sacramento. I can do this. Fuck y'all.
YG, bruh, I've been fucking with you since My Crazy Life. It was definitely in my top. This is another good project. Maybe I just need to sit with it just a little bit longer. Maybe that's what it is. I'm not 100% sure, but I definitely fuck with it. It definitely bumps in the whip. This shit bumps in the whip. I don't know what else to tell you outside of I'm definitely curious to see how you continue to progress. And I'm excited for the future for you, bro.
Yeah, YG, if you're watching, man, like, thank you for putting me in that 90s West Coast time machine and just enjoying. You did a great job of picking the beats for this project. Like, I'm with Ken. It was just like, oh my fucking god, I am so glad you still put YG stamp on this project, man. And I even thought the features, a lot of the guys that you had on there, I never heard of, but they was dope. And you sounded very comfortable in pretty much all these tracks, man. So I really like it. Like, you made me more of a fan. Before, I was like, okay, yeah, Raji's cool. You know, he's bringing, like, a little hardcore West Coast back. But with this one, I'm like, yo, you got me, bro. So good job. Good job with this sophomore album.
I definitely think this is a really great album. I think it's definitely a step
up from where you were with My Crazy Life to come to this one. Salute on, you know, changing up your sound, whether you had to or not. I don't know if you were going to do this, regardless of what happened with, you know, you and DJ Mustard, and I really don't care. For me, I'm just thrilled that this is what I got. Because, you know, it provided me as a listener a certain level of comfort because of the music that, you know, I grew up listening to. But I think what it also showed is that, you know, that type of sound, the type of style, you know, it doesn't really have like a time capsule. Like, it's not really just fixated to the 90s West Coast and that's it. Like, you can still do that type of music today with MCs of today that have the ability to kind of contribute in their own way. And and that's what you are, man. Like, you I mean, you as real as real can get based on what we've been seeing and hearing. So, you know, and salute for being that, and salute for being who you are, because I think that's important for you to tell the stories of the people that relate to you and the people that will listen to this and that will understand, you know, that lifestyle and that culture. So, yeah, man, just keep doing your thing, man. Tears. Yeah, yeah.
This is what it sounds like when a thug cries. You know what I'm saying?
Really? Yeah, like, man.
YG, if you're watching, which I hope you are, you made a fucking stellar project. You made a modern West Coast gangster rap album that does not sound dated, does not sound copied, it sounds fresh. I love every minute of this project, man, except for one song, but whatever, man, like one out of 17. And to have a 17 track project that stays right. dope throughout the entire right. thing, where I do Good not point. Get bored, I'm riding with the whole thing.
Good point.
God damn, dude, you made a fucking great project. And like everybody said here, no disrespect to DJ Mustard, but it seems like you breaking away from DJ Mustard allowed you to be your own rapper. You're no longer that dude that raps over DJ Mustard production. Like, you are a West Coast gangster rapper that makes great modern West Coast gangster rap. So yes, thank you very much. You made me twist my fingers up like a mother. I ain't done this shit in a minute.
Break it down.
When is the last time I felt like all this? It's been a minute.
Man, I'm down on them hoes,
Mike. I'm like B-Town today, motherfucker. I'm like B-Town this bitch. God damn.